Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Siobhan Madigan, thank you very much indeed for that. Now, it's Infant Mental Health Awareness Week, and Children's Health Ireland is looking to raise awareness around the impact of electronic devices on parents, infants and children, because new research shows that increased smartphone use around babies can impact their development. So can you be connected to your infant while you're connected to your smartphone or your screen? Well, I'm joined now by CHI Paediatric Clinical Psychologist Dr. Claire Crowe, who's going to scare the living bejesus out of us all, I'd say. Dr. Crowe, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
There's more more research, yeah, isn't there? It's not just when you give an infant a phone, it's you using the phone around the infant and the impact that has.
Absolutely, yeah. It's the parent on the phone this time that we're really focused on. And I guess the important thing here is the developing brain of the baby is so special and unique. So when babies are born, they're young, their lungs are fully intact, 100% formed, but their brain is actually only 30% developed. But by the age of three, it's 90% developed. So this time, the first few months and weeks of life are so critical in terms of developing that platform for how the young person will turn out for life. So there's like 1 million neurons every minute that are developing. They're like branches of a tree. And the ones that get used and overlearned are the ones that stay. So you want to make sure you're, I suppose, establishing this kind of cognitive, emotional development profile for your baby that has a really strong base.
Okay.
So like, what would that look like with your baby? I guess if you give your baby a ball, so you have a few month old baby and you give them a ball, and what you'll probably do is roll the ball to them, and then you'll say, oh my gosh, roll it back, and you'll have this kind of rapport together where it's, oh great, you did the ball, and the baby will stay playing the task for ages and ages. And what the baby learns is perseveration, stay going with something, sustained attention. They'll also learn, oh gosh, I'm amazing, because every time I roll this back, people go, oh my gosh, you're such a good baby.
Yeah.
So they build up this profile of self-esteem and a kind of like belief in themselves and the world.
Okay.
So even though the task looks like it's a motor activity, it looks like gross motor, it's actually
so much more
social
going on.
So much more going on. And everything brain development starts from that social emotional point of view.
Tell me about the still face experiment then.
Okay, so this is a really famous experiment that kind of most psychologists will have covered in their training. So it's an experiment where a mom plays with a baby for a minute, and the baby is happy sitting in a high chair, and then the mom just becomes expressionless for 1 minute. The baby becomes hugely distressed, like acting out, screaming, kicking, trying to reach the mom because they're so dysregulated. And it's a really good example of the emotional attachment, the emotional well-being of the baby is completely dependent on their caregiver. So just like that, their brain development only happens in the context of a caregiver. So how that links, I suppose, to the smartphone is, you know, when we're looking at our smartphone, we have that same still face, that expressionless, distracted face, and that's really distressing for a baby. And babies tend to do one of two things. They either become that dysregulated baby, as you'd see in that video, or they shut down and they don't try to engage. And both of those things are really problematic for child development.
There's another aspect as well, literally physical safety aspect to all of this, isn't there?
Yeah. So again, this is like, I suppose this is hot off the press research. It's all just emerging now, but we're getting data from the US and the UK. And what they're showing is over the last 5 years, there's been a 1/3 increase in presentations to A&E. So basically, small children who've been in playgrounds and have had falls and accidents because parents were on smartphones. So there is like a physical element to this that actually, if we're not minding our children, if we're not paying attention to them, they are at risk, they are in danger.
Okay, so all of that is very necessary, I think, for us to hear, and certainly very necessary for us to talk about. But at the same time, you know, we're not trying to shame parents here, or, you know, because it's a hard job.
It's really hard.
And people
Absolutely,
often are just looking for, you know, that a couple of minutes just to, you know, check their messages, or, you know, maybe I'd buy something online that they have to, or, you know, it is part of our lives now, isn't it? So how do we, how do we balance this? How do we get it right?
Yeah, there's definitely a way to get this right. I'm a mom of three small kids as well. And I remember when I first came across this research, feeling really shamed and distressed, thinking, oh my God, I've gotten it wrong. Because there is research showing that breastfeeding moms are more at risk because they're more likely to hold their phone while they're breastfeeding. So all these things, when you think you're doing things right, it also had consequences. So actually, there's lots of really lovely ways to go. Do you know know what? The first thing is babies, yes, they have a real flexibility in their brain, but that flexibility doesn't go away forever. So if parents are listening thinking, oh my God, I've been on my phone and now I've lost that critical window because my baby's older than three, that's not the way it is. There's always time for repair with babies, ruptures and repairs. So nothing is inevitable, but I guess we want to, for parents who are, you know, have small babies or maybe starting out in the world, we do want the information out there. So there's lots of kind of clear guidance we can do.
Okay, so
the first I always say to my parents I work with is earphones are great. So, you know, I often meet parents who are breastfeeding in the middle of the night and they'll say, oh, I have my phone on because I'm afraid I'll fall asleep with the baby in my arms. And I've been that parent myself. So, you know, have your headphones in, listen to your podcast, and that'll help you to stay awake. And but it means that visual connection, which is what your baby needs for brain development, is sustained. Okay. When you're in the playground, I know it's because it's the habit of having your phone. So like keep your hands busy, like start pushing the swing or have a coffee in your hand or do something that kind of busies your hands. And then the other things, like, you know, in the home environment, it's really nice to get in the habit of when you walk in the door and hang up your keys, walk in the door and hang up your phone as well. And then when the kids are in bed, come back to your phone then, or at nap times when your kids are asleep, then take out the phone again. It's just about making those little changes. I like to play, my kids are small, like I said, so we play phone patrol in our house where, you know, that it's generally not me, actually, it's generally my husband, but they spot him on the phone, they go, you're on your phone again. And he does it unintentionally. But, you know, it's just that thing of, God, I don't know how my... the soccer app came up, but it's there again.
Well, he's like me a bit because breastfeeding moms, I brought shame to another level. The other day, my 2-year-old said to me, Daddy, Krishi's on phone. Put down the phone, he said. But once I explained to him that I was checking the latest in Ireland Midwest, he was okay with it. There was no problem at all. He told me Ming had reached the quota. No, but it is embarrassing. No question about it. As a father of a 2-year-old, it is embarrassing when I hear you talk. There's no question about it. But if you implement the tips that you've outlined there and just have parameters, I suppose.
That's exactly it, Cormac. It's just having a few boundaries, but it's also having the knowledge. Like, I think we should be so compassionate about this because this is brand new data. Like, it wasn't possible to know this 2 years ago. And the data is coming from actually all over the world because suddenly we're thinking, okay, we live in a digital age, so we have to embrace that. But then how do we embrace that in a way that it doesn't impact our infant development?
Okay.
So just following those simple guidelines will really make a huge difference for
our
babies.
There she is, scaring us compassionately. The clinical psychologist with CHI, Dr. Claire Crowe. Thank you.